Foreign central banks and government institutions are reducing their holdings of long-term U.S. debt and moving into short-term Treasury bills, according to new data from the U.S. Treasury Department. The latest Treasury International Capital, TIC, report shows that in February, official foreign institutions sold a net $19.6 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds and notes, securities with maturities of over 1 year. This marked the fourth consecutive month of net selling, following $24.1 billion offloaded in January and $42.3 billion in December. In contrast, foreign buyers added $61.6 billion in Treasury bills in February, reflecting a growing preference for short-term assets that mature in less than a year. The shift suggests central banks are prioritizing liquidity and safer returns amid ongoing economic and geopolitical uncertainty. This could reflect reserve managers preparing for future currency interventions, said Angelo Manilatos, a strategist at Wells Fargo. Treasury bills offer immediate access to cash, potentially giving governments more flexibility in supporting their domestic currencies. Foreign entities hold $8.8 trillion in U.S. government debt, with central banks accounting for 44% of that total. Despite the recent sell-off in long-term bonds, private foreign investors continue to purchase U.S. debt, more than offsetting official outflows on a net basis. Recent Treasury auctions of 10- and 30-year notes saw strong demand from indirect bidders, often a proxy for central banks, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. China and Japan, the two largest foreign holders of U.S. debt, showed mixed activity in February. Japan increased its holdings by $31.7 billion, while China reduced its exposure by $4.8 billion. While speculation persists around whether foreign governments might weaponize their U.S. holdings in response to trade policies, economists say a coordinated sell-off remains unlikely. Such a move would be self-defeating, wrote Mark Williams of Capital Economics, citing China's $3 trillion in U.S. assets and the lack of viable alternatives to the U.S. Treasury market. U.S. bond yields rose sharply in April amid broader market volatility and inflation concerns. Despite the rotation in foreign portfolios, analysts say there is no clear evidence of financial retaliation, and U.S. debt continues to attract global investors.